So as I'm back there coming out on stage, God tells me I'm not supposed to teach what I'm supposed to teach. Or what I thought I was supposed to teach. So that makes me uncomfortable. Anybody else? Do things feel a little off this morning? For anybody? Really? They feel really off to me. And I can't really put my finger on it. And so God said, don't talk about me. Talk to me. Is that okay? And I know you're probably thinking, I came to church not to pray. I pray at home. I prayed at the office. What's on your heart this morning, church? What's weighing heavy on you this morning? Change. I'm going to start putting these things in my phone as we go, and we're going to pray over all of this stuff. Can we do that? Can we do that? You guys are as freaked out as I am here. Hang on. Change. Anything specific with change, Cindy? God's moving and preparing you for change, okay? Anybody else? Pressure of school? I'm typing as sloppy as I possibly can, so my note says preparing cubic. Preparing for pressure of school. What else? What's the heaviest thing on your heart this morning? Finances. Now we're getting to some meat here. Not that the other ones weren't good. There's no right or wrong answer here. What else? Everybody hear that? Well-being of troubled loved ones. Anybody else? Work? Anything specific with work? Just work in general. Okay. Anybody else? If I sit down, will that make you less nervous? This is what I normally do. Oh, that's nice. Now I get to experience what you get to experience. I get to stare at you. Anything else? Peace. Is that world? Personal? Peace with a big P. I got you. Okay. What else? I saw a hand raise. You don't have to raise your hand. We're not in school. You can just talk. You're good. Uncertainty. Okay. Let's do it. Come on. We're going to pray about all this stuff. And God really, really wants to hear all this from us. Awesome. I know this is weird, okay? I know this isn't what you came expecting. Is there anything else? Mental health. That's a big one, isn't it? That's one that we let slip far too often and live in misery. Yeah. I heard a yes over here. Depression and isolation, yeah. This would have been so much easier to just teach you something. Anything else? What's that? I thought I heard a faint voice. Depression and destroying yourself. How do we pray for gratitude, Pat? Expressing gratitude, that we would express gratitude. Yeah. That's what I was going to teach on today. I was actually going to teach on the goodness of God. And it's weird when God kind of hijacks these things as you're sitting over there and he says, this is my show. And he's the... As he impresses upon you that it's his show, this is all about him, and the thing you're about to get up and teach won't make sense to a broken people that is really heavy with things that need prayed about and prayed for. So that's where we're at today. Anything else? Physical health. We're covering it all here. Anything else? Anything else? We're not going to put that one on the list. No, we will. But man, you got a long road ahead of you. Last time I prayed for patience, I got stuck behind every slow driver in town. And my meals didn't come in time and everything else. It was a bad deal. Yeah. With yourself. Okay. Anything else? Ooh. Needing it or giving it? Trusting God's faithfulness in regards to your future. Joining God in His plan rather than your own, right? when is God spelled with an F? Anyone else? We've got a super big list here. And it's not light and fluffy. Is there anything else we need to be praying for as a church? Taking the next step when it comes. Letting things go. No, that's not. We don't pray for those. No. You say marriages? Absolutely, marriages. You know, those just kind of silently suffer a lot of times in the church. And we don't talk about anything or talk about them at all openly. And we don't talk about our struggles and we just slowly die. And live a slow death when it comes to our marriages. And that's got to stop. We need to be praying for one another in that, absolutely. Anything else? Being thankful for fellowship. Yeah, it doesn't have to be some big dark secret. We can be thankful for things as well. Is there anything else out there? So I really don't know what God intends to do with this, other than that we need to bring this stuff to Him together in community, because we care about one another, I hope, is what you're thinking as you're sitting next to these people and around these people. I hope they're not just a burden or a fearful handshake on a Sunday morning, or God forbid, a hug. That would just be odd and weird, right? Everybody, I see this guy looking at this girl like, yeah, you don't like hugs. Is that right? Is that? I'm sorry, I don't even know you, but I'm glad you're here, all right? My wife would be doing the same, so. So is there any other things that have not been spoken out loud that need to be spoken out loud in this room this morning? If not, we're just going to take them to God. We're going to pray about things that matter. We're going to talk about things that matter to us and things that matter to God. Did you know God does care about your mental health, your well-being, your physical health? He cares about your ableness and willingness to forgive and be forgiven. He cares about your work situation. He cares about everything that you do. He cares about your school. He cares about the test that you bombed or passed. He cares about everything that's going on today. He cares about everything that's been going on that you brought with you today that is heavy on your heart. So we're just going to talk to Him. Are you ready? What if He talks back? Are you prepared for that? So let's just spend some time in silent prayer together. And I want to encourage any of you that have shouted things out or have heard things that you think you would like to pray for those out loud. Because it's not just me, okay? It's going to take all of us doing this together. Sound good? Don't be scared. You can do this. I have faith in you. Let's just spend some time in prayer over the things that have been mentioned. And then we'll pray through this list together. God, you care so deeply about every single one of us here in this room. And you take seriously every single one of us when we speak our burdens to you, when we speak our joys to you, when we speak our biggest doubts and fears to you, God, you take those seriously. And so, God, right now I pray that you speak into our condition right now. Speak into the hearts of all of us. Father, for those of us that are deafer, shout it. Scream it. God, we're thankful for fellowship here. That we're able to meet together individually, that we're able to meet together as large groups. They were able to come here on a Sunday morning and just speak out loud the things that are on our hearts that matter. That we're able to pray about them together. That we're able to share those burdens together. God, I pray for the marriages in this room today. Some that are suffering and some that are thriving and some that are just so, God, you are God of all of them. And marriage is your idea. And marriage comes from you. And so give us healthy ideas. Give us God ideas of what that looks like within our marriages today. God, shape our hearts and our interactions with our spouses to look and sound and be as those of your own. God, we pray for the letting things go. There's so many things that we hold on to, and there's probably a bunch of silent, unspoken prayers in this room that we've held on to. God, there's probably a bunch of stuff that didn't come to our mind because we're not willing to relinquish that or let those things go. And we know they fly in the face of you and your scripture and your word and what you call us to. But God, I pray for a loosening of that grip that we have on these things. Whether it be pride or anger or any kind of sin that we've brought here this morning. Whether it be hurt, God, from something that's taken place in the past. God, we pray for those next steps when it comes to faith, when it comes to the things of you. God, grow our knowledge of who you are. Because once that happens, God, we will love you. We will see you rightly. And we will move in obedience. So God, we pray for the boldness when that next step comes. God, that we would get out of the boat. We'd step on water. That we would trust you. That we would acknowledge you and see you as good and as safe. And as a God that has our best interests at heart. God, I pray for those, anybody suffering, to join you in your plan of action here, God, in their lives. That they would adopt your plan for their lives and not their own. God, and that we would trust your faithfulness in regards to our future. God, that we would trust your faithfulness to where you've led us thus far, to where you're going to take us from this point forward. in regards to your jobs, in regards to our schooling, in regards to our just everyday life, God. Help us trust your faithfulness. God, help us to be people that forgive. And not only forgive, but accept forgiveness. That we wouldn't hold grudges or be so prideful, that we would void forgiveness, God, that we would see it as something from you. So let us be people that move in forgiveness. God, we pray for our nation and just all the things that are so screwed up right now. I think of just the Supreme Court stuff going on right now and all the accusations and everything else that's happening. God, you hold this all together. And so we pray that we, as the nation, live as you've called us to live. God, that we're actively doing the things that we are outraged about here and now in Laramie when it comes to our nation. That we'd be actively involved in that. God, that we'd be actively involved in loving one another. Actively involved in loving our politicians here. Actively be involved in what you're calling us to and what you're calling us into to change our nation. God, raise us up. God, we pray for patience with ourselves. So often we want to jump ahead and it gets us upset. I'm there. I get that. And so often we want to jump ahead of you as well in that. God, speak into our condition and let us know that we are right where we need to be in the moment here with you. God, I pray for identity. There are so many identities we can choose from, but only one that you call us to. God, I pray we run to that one. That we would live out who you've called us to be here on this earth. Because as your scripture said, we were wonderfully and created. We're beautiful, God. You knew us when you formed us in the womb. You did those things. Help us live that identity that you have for us. We pray for those with physical health issues and things that make it hard to live day to day. God, that we would experience some freedom from those health issues. God, that we would experience freedom through doctors that would be able to heal us and help us get on the path for healing. That we would be able to experience healing through you, God, as you take care of us. God, for those of us that have suffered long with pains for the majority of our life, God, I pray for relief. And I pray that they would be obedient to helping themselves fix these issues. Whatever that means, God, whatever that takes. Whether it's reliance upon you, whether it's, well, it is reliance upon you, God. It's reliance upon you and just doing whatever it takes through physicians or specialists, God, make that happen. God, we pray for a right view of you, as I was going to talk about today, of just your goodness. All these weights, all these things, God, we can focus on those and miss you and misuse you and your word because of our skewed view of who you are. So God, correct those things in us that we can move forward. God, we pray for those that are exhausted this morning. and just tired and worn out. I pray for rest. God, I pray that their weeks would not be filled with so much stuff that it's void of you. God, that they would take some time in solitude this week, whether it's 5 minutes a day or an hour a day. To combat that exhaustion, God, I pray for all of us to go to bed early today. As simple, as stupid as that sounds, may we shut off the Netflix, and may we just take care of ourself and find rest. God, we are grateful for who you are in this time together. God, we pray for the grip of the fear of failure to be released on us, to be released on this body, that it would be no more. God, we pray for depression that we suffer with here. It's not a far-off thing. It's here in this room today. God, and the drive to destroy ourselves in the process of letting depression win. God, I pray for protection of that. I pray for a community that would be so deep that we would be willing to engage in life with one another, that these things, when they come knocking on our door and they start to threaten us, God, that we would be calling one another and letting you intervene in the situation. God, we pray for the isolation that depression drives us into that makes community hard and makes it difficult. God, break the grips of isolation. Bring health to our minds and our thoughts. God, let them be set on you. God, for the job situation, we're wanting to pray for the right employee that will do well at the job. That won't only do well, but will actually show up to work on Monday. God, build a healthy team there so that progress can be made. God, we pray for uncertainty. There's a lot of things that aren't clear in our worlds. God, we pray for our well-being. God, we pray for the dissonance that we have with you. The things that rattle around in our brain, in our spirits, that separate us from you. God, when we can't see you clearly, and the things we can see clearly, we latch on to more than we do to you. God, change that dissonance into resonance. God, we want to give our finances up to you. Well, probably not all of us in the room, but a lot of us. We want to give our financial situation up to you. God, and so oftentimes that means usually it's a negative situation or looking at two less finances that we might not have. God, when I'm talking about all of it, the finances that we do have, the abundance that you have given some of us, God, make us faithful with all of it, with 100%. God, let us love, let us support, let us grow others around us in ministry with our finances. God, for those of us that are struggling with finances, impress upon their hearts impress upon our hearts that there's help to be had and that we don't have to live buried under debt. God, we pray for the pressures of school. I'm glad I'm not in school anymore, so I'm grateful for that. Thanks, God. But I pray for those that are, and I pray for those that are doing the hard work and taking the time that they need to study and to earn the grade and to be what they need to be there. God, and just as my teaching was scrapped today, if they're working towards a profession that you're not calling them into, God, speak loud. Let them hear that. Let them hear where you are calling them to. And let them move in obedience. God, I pray that you give them good study habits. I pray that they are finding the adequate amount of rest and time they need to get away. God, we pray for change that you're preparing Cindy for. As my notes say, cubic change. Change squared. Yeah, we pray for this change and the bracing that you, I don't only pray that for Cindy, but I pray that for everybody in the room today because you are calling us all to change and move and be who you're calling us to be. To be what you're calling us to be. To be how you're calling us to be. So God, brace us all. And let us meet you with willingness and soft hearts and ears that can hear. God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name, who is good, who cares for us, and who has our best interests at heart. And everybody said, amen. Sorry for the weirdness. You know what was amazing? I didn't hear one baby cry during the prayer, and I don't even think I heard anybody sneeze, which is very uncommon, or cough. So well done. Well done. So come back next week, and I assume I'll be teaching what I was going to teach this week. We'll see. Maybe God will just scrap all of it altogether. Maybe it wasn't that good of a teaching to begin with, right? He's sparing us. He is a good God. He's very good. All right. We love you like crazy. Grace and peace.